Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yo, what's going on, Busted Open Nation? And thank you for tuning in to another edition of the Busted Open After Dark Podcast. It's me, Uncle Bully, breaking down a live AEW Dynamite 1 week out from Full Gear. Lots on the table. Who was Tony Khan talking about on social media tonight? Who is going to be the big signing at Full Gear? I'll let you know what I thought. Also, who is the devil? Is it MJF? Is it Britt Baker? Is it CM Punk? Is it Tony Khan himself? Or could it be somebody else? Also, the main event, chaos, confusion, plunder, crashing and burning and tables and ladders and chairs. Hey, wait, I invented that match. Oh my, that and so much more on the Busted Open After Dark Podcast. If you can't be good, be bad, baby. I think I want to start with the main event. But some other things that came out of today is who is the devil? That's number one. And that's not just a today story. That's an overall story. And I think it's the best story being told in AEW right now. The big reveal. We're building up to this big reveal of who the devil is. What do you guys think? Is it MJF? Is it Roderick Strong? Is it CM Punk? And remember what I said. If it were CM Punk, by any stretch, oh my God, I would give Tony Khan a standing ovation for pulling the wool over everybody's eyes. So I'm just wondering what you think. Hey, maybe the devil is good old TK himself. Who knows? Any of those names? Maybe a different name? As a guy who was unveiled after a year of storytelling, I can tell you, I'm digging what they're doing here. This is one of the few storylines within AEW that I can really sink my teeth into. So what do you think? 877-344-4893. 877-344-4893. I want to hear from my AEW diehards out there. And maybe some of you AEW diehards that have never called in before. I want to hear from you. You know I love it when we get these first-time callers. Ariel is on the phone. She's got the super swinging, super sexy swinging sounds of her sultry voice. And say hello to Ariel. And if you're a first-time caller, she'll put you to the head of the line. So the big news, I don't necessarily know if the biggest news coming out of today is the main event or the devil. I think the biggest news could actually be this Twitter announcement by Tony Khan, but I'll get to that in a little while. The main event tonight was what I like to call crash and burn and plunder. We had Chris Jericho, Kenny Omega, The Big Show, Kota Ibushi versus Hobbs, Cage, Fletcher, and Takeshita. Listen, man, a match like this, you're either going to love it or you're going to hate it. And to me, it was very all over the place. And the first thing I want to say is shout out to Paul White. Shout out to the Big Show. I hope he's okay. You know, Show, he's very, you know, he just walking around, I get nervous for him, let alone in some type of action. And I think they did their absolute best to protect Show tonight. They cut away. They didn't have him to do too much moving around. We saw him choke slam one guy through a table. Then he went to the, you know, gave Hobbs a couple of chops. Then he went to the back with Hobbs. And they shot it in a way where they could minimize Show's movement and get him in the spots that they want him to. And then they were up on those, I don't know, stacked two by, no, they're definitely not 2x4s. You're going to need more than a 2x4 to hold up the Big Show. That stacked plywood next to the car. And we see Hobbs give Show a body slam. Listening, slamming the Big Show is not easy. All right, you need to be as strong as Mark Henry. And I'm not saying that Hobbs is not strong, but there's a difference between strong and Mark Henry strong. There's a difference between strong and Kane strong. Not many people have ever manhandled the Big Show or slammed him like Brock Lesnar strong. And Hobbs just got him up enough to slam him on that car. But I'll be damned if that bump did not look, it looked a little scary and a little ugly. And when I say ugly, I just mean the way Show landed. So I hope he's okay. I really do. And then they got, there was so much going on. So much going on. This is cramming as much into every second, into every minute of each quarter hour this match was involved in. It's like I said, you're either going to love it or you're going to hate it. I'm going to break down one little aspect of the match to try to help you guys understand what letting things breathe looks like. So I'm going to take you back to a point in the match where Brian Cage superplexed Kenny Omega from the outside of the ring to the floor, to the two tables. And when I saw it, and Andre can back me up here because we were watching it together on the old Zoom machine, I said, wow, that was perfect. Yes or no, Andre?
Correct. Perfect.
That was a perfect execution of the superplex. They went through the tables clean, right in the middle. Both tables broke perfectly. That is how you do it. And 3 seconds later, Hobbs was up giving a spine buster to somebody else in the match. And I wanted to put my fist through the TV. You have to let something like that breathe. I don't remember if the people were chanting, holy shit, or this is awesome, but they wanted to cheer for that spot. They wanted to get behind that moment in time, but they couldn't because Hobbs was right back in doing something else. Message to Powerhouse Hobbs, take your time, slow down, let things like that play out through the arena. Let the people get behind it. Let them get it out of their system. Then move on to the next moment in time. Now, to give you a perfect example of what I'm talking about, I'm going to take you to the pile driver. And it was Fletcher who picked up Ibushi for a tombstone pile driver on like one of those boards that they had set up for the match that was advertising the movie that they were pushing. So they have this big like billboard set up on four chairs. And Fletcher tombstones Ibushi through the boards. Looked really good, looked dangerous as hell. But I think everybody was saved because I saw Fletcher tuck Ibushi at the last second even harder to keep him close. Helped to protect his neck a little bit. And they did the move. The referee came over, did what he had to do, make sure everybody's okay. And the people were chanting. They were chanting, this is awesome, holy shit. They got behind the chant. They were able to register that moment in time. They were able to get their emotions out. Why? Because back in the ring, there was nothing going on, despite the fact that Hobbs was in the ring, Jericho was in the ring, and Kenny was in the ring. And Jericho stayed down until the people got the chance out of the system. And then when they finally did, Jericho fed up to his feet, and then Hobbs went over to grab him. Jericho, this is where a veteran and a younger wrestler, you can see the difference. Jericho slowed down. He took his time. He let the people cheer. And then when they were coming down off the, down on the other side of the crescendo, that's when Jericho fed up and they continued into the match. So, you know, me and Dave have talked about this a lot when it comes to AEW, letting things breathe, whether it's Tony Khan booking a show that can breathe, or whether it's wrestlers allowing the moments in time in the ring to breathe. So for the most part, like, I don't really know. I love the effort. I loved the plunder. I loved the crash and burn. Yeah. What did you guys think? I mean, to me, there was not a lot of rhyme or reason to it whatsoever. But hey, sometimes that's what we get. I've been in plenty of matches that had no rhyme or reason, but I tried to give it some psychology. I don't know what the psychology of tonight was. I know that they were telling the story on announce about Kenny had lost 3 pay-per-views in a row, and that this, you know, pay-per-view that he's going into, tagging with Jericho against the Bucks, who I'm not quite sure if the Bucks are heels or baby faces. I put up a poll earlier tonight on the Twitter machine, and like 85% of the people said that the Bucks are heels. And a lot of people are just giving the Bucks a bunch of shit online, and I'm not really sure why. Like, I'd love to have a discussion with somebody. Like, people are, like I said, are the Bucks heels or are they baby faces? And they're tweeting me back and they're going, oh, they're insignificant, or they're schmucks, or they're this, or they're that. I just want to know if you think they're good guys or bad guys. I don't need all this extra stuff. And I just don't get the Bucks hate. And, you know, somebody chimed in, they go, oh, well, they don't wrestle enough. Yeah, well, that's the name of the game, to make as much money as you can and wrestle the easiest schedule. And God bless Roman Reigns for being the smartest guy in the history of pro.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's Saucony.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Tito's handmade vodka had been mixed with its fair share of cocktails. But one night, a chilled glass topped with lime and cranberry would change everything this bottle knew about happy hour. From the producers of America's favorite vodka, it turns out the cocktail you've been waiting for was right there the whole time. The Tito's Rum Cosmo. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll sip with Tito's. Coming to cocktail parties near you at Tito'sVodka.com. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly.
Wrestling.
Hey everyone, it's Howard Bender from the Andy Up Podcast. Every weekday, Adam Ronis and I serve you up the picks, plays, and fantasy information needed to win your bets. You know, this isn't just your average sports betting show, though, for one very good reason. we won't tell you what to do unless we've already done it ourselves. That's right. We put our money where our mouths are, so we're just as invested in each bet as you are. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
But I want to move on to something that happened off of the TV show today. I want to talk about a tweet, a Tony Khan tweet, not a big announcement tweet, not a super duper huge mega announcement tweet, just a tweet. But it was a pretty big tweet, in my opinion. I think it was a good put your hook in the water to get people invested in Full Gear, or a good way to get you to tune into Full Gear if you aren't were on the hook or not on the hook about tuning in to Full Gear. So, Andre, you ain't got nearly the voice that Ariel does, but I want you to...
Unfortunately, I don't, but you just have to make do.
We're going to have to make do, Andre. So can you please read the Tony Khan tweet from today?
All right. Tony says, AEW has agreed to terms with one of the world's best wrestlers, a pro who is known and respected by virtually every AEW fan. They'll come to LA to sign their contract this Saturday, November 18th, on pay-per-view at AEW Full Gear. See you tonight on TBS for the final Dynamite before Full Gear.
Who can it be now? I mean, I saw so many names being thrown around on social media. Now, Andre, you just said to me when we were in break, you thought maybe it was Will Ospreay, but then you looked up his deal and like he's under contract until February.
Yes.
Right?
New Japan has him until this February. So okay. He's still Wrestle Kingdom in between.
Okay. The popular name that I saw out there today was one Mercedes Moné, formerly known as Sasha Banks in World Wrestling Entertainment. There have been talks about her coming into AEW for a while now. I know she's been to a couple of AEW shows. Wasn't she seated like in the front row, Andre, of one of the maybe one of the California shows? Was it? I'm not positive, but I thought I saw her attending. So I like a tweet like this. I don't like the Tony Khan big announcement tweets where, you know, you tune in to see what his big announcement is. And then, you know, it's about, you know, his Christmas tree being up since, you know, last Christmas or something like that. This one is a good tweet because I think it has people scratching their heads, and he's saying they're bringing somebody new in. Now, we've seen this before, another signing, another big name, maybe a former WWE talent, maybe a New Japan talent, but he did say specifically this talent will be very well-liked or very over with the AEW fan base. So she was at All In. Thank you, Andre. Mercedes Moné was at All In. So I want to know what you guys think also. 877-344-4893. You know the phone number by now. At this point, I don't know if any signing in the world other than John Cena, the return of CM Punk, The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Randy Orton, or Roman Reigns would be able to truly move a needle for AEW. That's not what they need to. It's not. I feel like all of these signings are just Band-Aids on a situation in which you just hope to pop a rating or pop a buy rate. The stories, and I think the Devil story is a great example of the direction that AEW needs to go in. We've talked about it before. Things that people can really sink their teeth into. Earlier today, we had Nick Wayne on Busted Open, who I was very impressed with. But Nick Wayne is 18 years old, and he gave some phenomenal answers about what he has learned so far in his short amount of time within AEW. And how can you not learn if you're under the wing of Christian? That story I really like because it's a real life story whenever we can take real life and bring it into the ring, I know I'm very invested in it. So let me ask you, Andre. Mercedes Moné signs with AEW. She popping a rating?
I believe she will.
And then what about the following week?
If they set her up in the right storyline and the right direction, I strongly believe that Mercedes will keep the rating going up.
But let me ask you this. The only person that I believe, and I think this is documented somewhere, the only person that they've ever signed that has truly, I don't want to use pop the rating, because popping a rating is more than just 1 week. But the only person who has truly moved the needle for AEW was CM Punk, right?
Right.
So Mercedes Moné, as popular, as unpredictable as a CM Punk, as much of a loose cannon as CM Punk, as much of a insert word here to describe CM Punk, do you think, and will Tony give that much time to a Mercedes Moné, who, you know, in the women's division? I mean, we brought over Paige. What other mega names have come over from the WWE?
Ruby Soho.
Okay, not as big of a name as Paige, but I mean, Paige became, you know, women's champion. I just don't see AEW investing that much television time into one woman, let alone the women's division. I think if she were to sign, it would make headlines at full gear. I think people would definitely tune in the following Wednesday, or maybe even the following Friday and Saturday for Rampage and Collision. But beyond that, I just don't know.
Hey everyone, Jen Piacenti here, host of Sticks and Stacks, the podcast that brings you the very best action from the world of hockey and baseball. Each week, myself, Sean Drotar, and Nate Lundy will bring you our best picks and talk you through the props, bets, and fantasy advice that can help you become the best fantasy manager in your league, or even just help you win some money. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts, or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
I want to talk about Adam Page with you. I'm going to go over the segment real quick, and then I want to get your take, whether you agree with me, whether you disagree with me, and see what your level of interest is for Hangman Page and Swerve. So we get Shivani in the ring tonight with Swerve and Hangman talking about the Texas Death Match at Full Gear. Texas Death Match is always a little, you know, it's kind of, you know, the advertising. Nobody ever truly, you know, kicks the bucket in a Texas Death Match, but we don't want to see that. I'm just kidding. I loved this segment, and I think it might have been the best segment of the night. First of all, I loved the seriousness on Swerve's face when he was in the ring while Hangman was making his entrance. And I love the fact that Hangman didn't care about his pyro, didn't care about his music. He made a beeline to the ring. They were face to face. And then Swerve is just showing off that gold grill, smiling in Hangman's face, basically saying, "I'm in your head like nobody else has ever been." And then Hangman just takes the stick out of Swerve's hand and just runs him down. I mean, he smoked him on the mic, and he said things that we normally would hear a heel say. And Hangman is a babyface. I mean, even talking about Swerve getting fired from WWE and his fiance leaving him, this is the kind of stuff that like heel MJF would be saying to somebody. But the fans were into it. I thought both guys did great. I liked the physicality at the end. You know, Hangman kept his word. He didn't hit Swerve. He knocked out Nana, and I thought it was strong. And I think this Swerve versus Hangman has the potential to steal the show at Full Gear.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.